So what is the deepest aspiration? What's the deepest yearning of the human heart, the human soul? What's the deepest need, in fact, of the human soul? We as a society have quite consciously and purposefully, and it's going on even at this very moment, suppressed both the need as well as the answer as to the deepest aspiration needs of the human soul. Well, the answer is to what is it that we need, we desire above all else? Well, it's that we were wonderfully created, shaped, formed in the very image of God. We were made to know God. And we were not only made to know God, but to dwell with Him in the most profound and deepest, even intimate of relationship. When God originally created our first parents, He placed them in the Garden of Eden, which actually was a temple. And part of what made Eden such a paradise was that God was with them, and they were with God in that temple garden. But then, as you all know, tragedy struck. The evil one, Satan, in a most diabolical deception, convinced our first parents that they could only attain their true human potential and fullness apart from God. And by the way, that characterizes much of what's going on in our society today. The belief that we're the fullness of human potential, the fullness of human, even I'll say wholeness, is to be found, is as far away from God as possible. And we're paying the price. And so Eve, believing that diabolical lie, well, our first parents rebelled against the one in whom actually is our true happiness, and their act of rebellion brought them as well as us into the sad condition, the sorry state in which we find ourselves today. But thank God, that's not the end of the story. Because God did not abandon rebellious Adam and Eve, nor has He abandoned us. No, God, in incredible grace and mercy and wisdom, brought about Christmas. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and they will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. So what is Christmas? Christmas is something mysterious. It's something wonderful. It's something truly glorious. Christmas is God personally coming down to hurting, fallen, confused humanity. Christmas is God entering into our world on a mission, on the greatest of all possible missions, a mission to rescue, to save, to deliver. As our text tells us from Matthew chapter 1, Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us. And it's even deeper than simply God with us, for you see, in the incarnation, God joined to himself our humanity. Do you realize that? God joined to himself our humanity. And so I'd like to, with that thought in mind, ask you a question. It's probably a universal struggle of the human condition. Have you ever felt unworthy or worthless? What you have to understand is that not only did God give us an incredible dignity in creation, He created us in His very image. Think about that. But God took His affirmation of the goodness of our being human magnitudes deeper when in Christ, in Emmanuel, in God with us, the Son of God added or joined to himself our humanity. If you ever feel unworthy, worthless, remember God saw so much worth in our humanity that he added, joined to himself in Christ, in the second person of the Trinity, humanity, a true human soul, a true human body. And there's even a deeper glory to the good news of Christmas. It's that because God became one of us, we can, through faith in Christ, also become one with him. Maybe you remember from the Gospel of John, he in us and we in him. We call this union with Christ, and its implications are astounding. For one thing, since it was man who fell into sin and thereby brought us all under God's judgment, only man could atone for our guilt, for our sin. But the man to atone for us had to be someone who has no sin themselves, that is, they have no guilt. And this is where the virgin birth, God taking on our flesh, answers this great need for somebody to pay for our sin. Christ, who is God come to earth, Christ, who is God incarnate, who is Emmanuel, God with us, Christ had no sin. And thus, as a sinless human being, he could take our place and atone for our sins in full. The Christ who was born on Christmas morning was truly perfectly fit to be the one to usher in an everlasting peace between God and us. And every single person who embraces him by faith knows that peace with God. Let's take this sinless Emmanuel, God with us, even further. Sin corrupts us down to the deepest recess of our being. It affects us so thoroughly that we cannot deliver ourselves from what's really wrong with us. We keep trying, don't we? And yet we never really can deliver ourselves. That's because sin is so deep into our being. And this means that we need a Savior, that is one who is not spoiled or corrupted by sin as we are. In fact, we need a Savior who is perfectly whole, who is perfectly righteous. And the good news of Christmas then is that Emmanuel, God with us, who was born into our fallen, hurting world, well, Christ was not corrupted by human sin. Instead, he is the perfectly whole, perfectly sinless one. He's perfectly righteous. And when we embrace Emmanuel, Christ, by faith, not only is his purity then credited to us, so when God sees us, he sees Christ's purity, but at the same time, through his purity being credited to us, God can truly love us, and he can draw near to us, and we can draw near to him. But taking this even a step further, through Emmanuel's union with us and our union with him, his perfect righteousness comes to inhabit our very souls, so that we then can begin to draw near to God and grow in our becoming like Christ. In other words, Christmas does not mean a second chance for humanity. It doesn't mean a second chance for fallen, broken men and women and children. Rather, Christmas, along with Easter, means an entirely new break, an entirely new life, an entirely new potential for our lives. But it's not a potential apart from God. We keep trying apart from God, and we pay the price. Rather, in Christ, it's an incredible potential through our union with God in Christ, who is pure and is powerful to transform. Our society has embraced Satan's lie that we can only obtain wholeness and can transcend. We can only transcend what's wrong with us by casting off God, by casting off all he stands for. That's a diabolical lie from the pit of hell, and we are experiencing hell in many ways as a result. So what is Christmas all about? What is the end purpose of Christmas? It's the exact opposite of Satan's lie. The great goal of Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us. When you remember that you were actually created in God's image, that we were created to know God and to live in the glory of God, in the glory of his presence, and to be pure and whole, and that our purpose is to bask in his eternal love, then we realize that the goal of Christ's salvation is truly glorious. Revelation 21. Here's the consummation of the ages. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former order of things has passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I'm making all things new.'" That's why the Christ child was born and came into our world. Do you believe? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you for your wisdom in sending your precious only begotten Son into our world to not simply be a man who saves, but to be Emmanuel, God with us, and through faith in him, us with God. Oh Lord, help us to see our need. Help us to see his glory. And I especially ask and pray that you would give us the faith to believe and the heart to rejoice in this Christmas season. We ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen.